We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Oh, look at the cat dragged in. I can't believe you guys are still coming in for the bonus hour. I thought you'd be tired of this crap by now.
It's only been a couple days.
Give us some time.
You'll get tired of it eventually. Well, it's such an honor to be on Z100, our hometown Z100. And, of course, if you're listening around the world on the iHeartRadio app or on SiriusXM, thank you so much for listening to our Z100 show. It's all about Z100 right now. It's all about us and, of course, doing everything we can to keep this crazy city crazy. As far as Z100 weather today, what do we have, Scary?
Some clouds now. We'll see some times of sun, and we're going up into the mid-60s again today. So it's going to be nice. Maybe some thunderstorms tomorrow. But right now, it is 55 degrees.
A 30-something-year-old New Yorker is putting up flyers on New York City's running paths, including Central Park. He is searching for a germ-free girlfriend.
Okay. Is there any such thing?
Well, at least he's got standards.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I thought that went without saying that you're always searching for the germ-free, right?
Well, I don't know. So Brad, in the flyer, he says he's seeking a girlfriend for coronavirus and beyond, and describes himself as a healthy, attractive, well-employed man who's looking for a germ-free, monogamous girlfriend. Please be healthy, fit, and clean. So if you're a germ-free and you want to date Brad, I've got his information to pass on to you. Okay, good morning, Brad. Danielle. Welcome to the bonus hour on Z100. What are you thinking today?
So I am so excited because all I can think about are these brownies that I'm going to make today. Like, I don't know about you, but I picked up baking. Like, this is my new thing that I'm loving. And either it's a box, or I've been going online to, like, you know, different baking sites and figuring out what I'm going to make next and ordering all the ingredients and making, like, vanilla pound cake and all kinds of things. So today it is chewy brownies because I prefer chewy brownies. So I cannot wait to get them in the oven.
I love that. You know, baking and doing what I do, just like pan cooking and stuff, two different worlds. But baking is such a science. That's why I'm not good at it. And I'm glad I'm not good at it because those are the things I love to eat. I love pound cake. I love that.
Oh, so good.
I eat that every meal. What's on your mind today, Skeery?
Well, when you have nothing but time, you start picking up traditions of your great-grandmother and your great-aunt Millie, and that is putting a pot of sauce on the stove. A set-it-and-forget-it situation where you put it really low, slow and low, and you get the cans of sauce, like and you know, the stuff that gets less bitter over the hours. I left it there for 6 hours on the stove, occasionally stirring with the wooden spoon.
Oh.
And when I was finished, I had a beautiful pot of sauce, and then I realized I don't have any pasta in the house, so it all went in my refrigerator.
Eat it like soup.
I did do a little bit of that. I'm not going to lie. So,
well, tell you what, I'm great at making sauce, but I would love the recipe. Would you text that to me? I don't want the recipe for the meatloaf with blue cheese.
Right.
I would love that that sauce recipe from your Aunt Millie. Hey, Froggy, what's on your mind today for the Z100 bonus show?
So yesterday I'm out walking around just trying to get some fresh air, and I see some jackass spraying Lysol into his air conditioner outside. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm sanitizing the inside of the air conditioning vents, and it will blow through the house. Everything's going to be nice and sanitary.
I'm like,
you're going to tell your family, bro. Stop. Yeah. Do not go spraying Lysol into the intake of any air conditioning or any system that you own. That's a bad idea.
Just an FYI.
He means well, but
no.
Yeah. Gandhi, what about you? What are you thinking about?
Okay, I told you guys earlier I was thinking about getting binoculars, and I'm definitely going to have to, because as the sun was coming up this morning, I heard a rooster, and that's like all fun and games for right now, but I feel like it's going to at some point drive me insane, and I have to find out where this rooster is coming from. I've never heard it before. Heard it today. It cannot stay. It can't. Wait, I love animals.
Don't you live in like Jersey City? I mean, there's no who had a rooster, like a rooftop rooster on a high rise or something.
I walked over to the window to see if I could see the rooster. It has to be a rooftop rooster. It can't be an apartment rooster. Do those exist?
No.
I don't know.
Okay. You wouldn't hear it. Their windows are closed. All right. Well, find out. We want the mystery of the rooster figured out by tomorrow. All right. Let's get into the show. I want to go to the phones. You know, you can text us at 55100. Let us know what's on your mind. Uncle Johnny's coming up in just a moment. He's ready to talk. He's already had his first coffee in Sambuca, so he's primed and ready to go. But I want to talk to Patricia. I saw Patricia had sent a text message a little while ago, and I wanted to check on you, Patricia, and see how you're doing. Your text message was, I don't know. I was very concerned about you. You want to talk about what's going on?
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We're doing well. So how are you, Patricia?
Yeah. Well, I'm happy now that I'm listening to you guys and that I'm hearing your voices. I actually wanted to thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for this extra hour. It means a lot to, I think, a lot of people, especially since we're all starting our days a little later. And starting this morning, I just really wanted to hear you guys just for some uplifting, some inspiration. Like I wrote in the text, we received really bad news late last night, about a close family friend of ours whose father passed away suddenly from the virus. Mm-hmm. And now her little brother's struggling in the hospital. So I immediately texted her, and she responded this morning with the news of her brother, which I didn't know. And then I just started just breaking down and crying. So it was just very hard to wake up to that. And I still have to come down to the office, to my office here at home. And like I've been doing for the last 2 or 3 weeks, I still log into you guys in the morning as if I was in my office at work. And I was looking forward to you, but I realized I only had a few minutes left. Then I realized, oh, you have the extra hour. So that really just helped me out there for a minute there. So I want to thank you guys.
Aww.
That hour means a lot.
It's so interesting, Patricia. Yes. Yesterday, Gandhi was talking about how she went for a walk, and it was a nice sunny day with birds freaking chirping and crapping everywhere, you know, doing what birds do. And she just sat down, and she felt a tinge of anxiety, and she started crying. So, you know, sometimes you hold it in, and then when something devastating happens, like you've had with your family friends, it gives you that license just to let go. So I'm assuming, and tell me if I'm right, when you sit down and have a good cry over something, some sad news, you're also, you're kind of crying out the whole picture of what you're going through, right?
I did.
Everything.
I did. It's funny you should actually bring up Gandhi, because that was my first cry of this all 3 weeks. My first burst out and cry, like really just, I let it go. And I thought about her this morning, and I said, wow, you know how Gandhi described it yesterday was to the T, exactly what I felt. I felt like I was, you know, I had it together. I'm good. I can hold it down for the family, for my friends, my students. And then that hit me this morning, and I said, wow, I guess that was the cry I needed. I was broken to hear, you know, that my friend's going through that, and they're just praying for the brother to come back home.
Wow.
And
it's good to sit down and emotionally go through that. Right, Gandhi? I mean, you're still processing it, right?
I mean, there are actual physical benefits if you look it up to crying. There's a reason that you cry. You have to get it out. And 90% of the time, you do feel a little bit better at the end of it, if not at least just kind of exhausted and more able to rest and relax. And I really, really wish I could give you a hug. And I love you. And I'm sorry that you're going through this.
I know what we can do.
No.
Are you ready for this? This could be a train wreck. That's- okay. I don't know, Patricia.
Oh, God,
I want you
to
be with us now. Let's connect. Okay, hear me out. I mean, if we're going to be honest and open, Patricia is going through some dark moments right now. What if we connected Patricia and what she's going through with Uncle Johnny? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Patricia, do you want to say hello? Do you want Uncle Johnny to cheer you up a little bit?
Please, hello, Uncle Johnny. Lady, come on.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady. Happy holiday.
Hey, Uncle Johnny. You heard Patricia's story. She wants to hear some Uncle Johnny fun. Well, Patricia, this is Uncle Johnny. Talk to Uncle Johnny. Tell him hello.
Hey, Patricia. Johnny.
How are you, honey?
You are so unique. We love you.
Thank you so much. We're all going through hard times, and once in a while I start crying because I end up, I'm watching TV because there's nothing else to do, and I see these poor Save the Animals, and it makes me cry. But then after I cry, I feel so good because we're going through this, and I see what other things and people and animals are going through, and you go, wow, and you just cry because it's coming from your soul and your inside.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing. It'll make you stronger in the end.
I agree. But I definitely want to thank you guys. You guys are amazing. And like I wrote in my text, you are definitely part of my list of heroes for these past few weeks.
Patricia.
You really are.
You're our hero. You know what? And a lot of people are hearing. See, the great thing about you telling your story is a lot of people needed to hear that. And they need, people need license to let go and cry sometimes. Patricia, God be with you and your family and your friends of your family, and you stay safe, and you just text us when you need us, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Love you, Patricia.
Love you, too. Love
Patricia,
you.
Take
bye,
care.
Uncle Johnny.
Bye, Patricia.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Let's talk. Well, Uncle Johnny. Let's talk to Uncle Johnny. How are you, Uncle Johnny? I love throwing you in the pool. It's always a better swim.
I'm hanging in here. Because I got so much time on my hands, I decided to go around looking and trying to empty some drawers because I've been here for 40 years. And I'm going through all these pictures and things, and I come across Alex's birthday, 2011, where you stuck his face in the wedding cake. I mean, in the birthday cake.
Yep.
It was so funny, and I got the picture, and it just made me laugh so hard. I was just looking at it and just remembering the past, because when you're sitting home alone, that's all you do is start thinking about things and going through old things. It's has been helpful to me a lot too, because I enjoy myself just being here by myself. I'm having a good time, and I'm listening to the radio and the TV. And hopeful that we all stay in and stay safe, and this is going to be over soon. I promise you all that.
Well, I hope in a good way, right? Let's go around the room. And Daniel, what do you want to talk to Uncle Johnny about? Come on, he's all yours.
I'm just curious as to what you've been doing to pass the time other than drinking alcohol, because I know you like your alcohol. And what have you been doing?
What I've been doing is not a hell of a lot. I get out of bed, I make my bed, and I come to the living room, and I sit in the corner of the couch where I have my iPhone, my iPad, and my TV, and I listen to all of them, including the radio show, too. And I just keep thinking things. What should I do? What should I do? But and I try to make believe that I'm drinking all day long, which I am not really. I do have my martini.
You do. You know what Uncle Johnny does to pass the time? He actually, to pass the time, prepares to drink. For instance, he'll take an hour stuffing blue cheese into olives, like to prepare for the martini.
Yes.
Right? Oh, nice.
You're very busy. What about Gandhi? Gandhi, what's your question for the one and only Uncle Johnny?
Uncle Johnny, have you watched Tiger King yet?
No, I don't have Netflix.
Oh, we got to get you set up with Netflix.
Other than the game show network, what do you watch?
I watch regular TV. I don't know how to get Netflix, and then I go on. I try to. I saw the Schitt's Creek, the last one last night. I enjoyed that.
Wait, have you watched any of the other ones?
Yeah, and I watched it because I record them every week. So I went back and I was bored last night because there was nothing really on. So I started watching them all, and then I went up to the last one, which was last night when they got married, and I said, "How fabulous!"
Stop. Okay, I think we caught it on the delay.
I took a double dump Uncle John, on that one.
We took a double dump because of you, Uncle Johnny. Uncle Johnny gave away.
What's a double dunk?
No, it doesn't matter. But don't give away spoilers for TV shows. By the way, I have an idea for a TV show. Toupee King. What do you think?
Yes!
Uncle Johnny is the Toupee King.
Toupee King? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, we like that. Is that. That's like the Toupee...
Tiger King. Yeah, yes. Gandhi, go ahead.
Toupee King. That would be better.
We said that. Yes, Gandhi.
You know how, like, the zoos have cameras set up so you can watch the animals? If there was a live cam in Uncle Johnny's apartment, I think I would be the happiest person in the world. Can we set that up, Uncle Johnny?
I will do a show from here. It's like being in the zoo anyway. My apartment is like a zoo.
I know already. You can watch the mice running around in the rat.
No, I don't have any mice now for over 6 months. I don't know what happened. They all moved.
Uncle Johnny, we gotta go.
They got these big cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
We got to take a break. Uncle Johnny, we love you. I'm going to call you later to try to get your phone working again, which is another story. Give us a big hello, lady. Come on.
Hello, lady.
Very good. All right, we'll call you later. We love you, Uncle Johnny. Oh, my God. All right.
I swear, he spoiled the entire season finale
of Schitt's Creek. I hope we
caught
it.
We caught it.
That's the series finale.
We got it.
Damn it to hell.
We're good.
Oh, no. People are saying they heard it.
Yeah, okay, we waited too long.
All right, we got to take a break. Coming up, we have more of your calls. Text us if you want. We want to talk to you at 55100, and we're trying to get back to everyone. It's difficult to do, but we're doing our best. Also, the three things you need to know from Gandhi on the way. Thanks for listening. It is the local hour, a bonus hour on Z100. We're back after this.
Last night,
it's an honor to do this for you.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show came together to honor our Tri-State Medical 200.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
A great text message came through at 55100. They're saying after this rain we just got in New York and New Jersey, it's actually great to walk outside, and it smells like a spring rain. It smells good.
Oh, I love that.
Funny? When the rain hits the earth and hits the pavement, it smells different depending on the temperature outside and what else has been going on, you know, on those roads and on that land you live on. It smells great. So when you have a chance to do it, go outside and take a sniff. I don't know.
What you're smelling is the oil. The oil's leaving the asphalt from the rain, and it comes into the air. That's what I
Well, yeah, but also there's also, you know, a couple of plots of grass. You know, it's you can smell that. Go to the grass. Go to the grass and smell that. By the way, thank you for listening to Z100 for the bonus hour. We're about to get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. Ashley is busy making masks. You know what? I wish I could learn how to do this. Ashley on line 24, Scary. Hey, Ashley, welcome to Z100 in the bonus hour. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I think we're okay. I think we're doing we're doing all right. So how, I mean, do you know how to use a sewing machine? I mean, how does one... That needle going up and down frightens the crap out of me.
Yeah, so my dad bought me one like 4 years ago because I'm crafty. So he automatically assumed I would be an amazing seamstress. So it sat in my closet for about 3 years until last year, where I really wanted to make a Halloween costume. So I like paid for a private lesson, but haven't used it since then. And then I was like, I have the sewing machine and I have the like facilities to do this. I'm going to do it, especially because I'm essential. And my coworkers were freaking out because we didn't have masks, which is ironic because we're in healthcare. So I was like, you know what? Wow. I'm going to do this. And now me and my brother are best friends. That's the name of the sewing machine. His name is Al. So.
Al, your brother? Wow. So and are you doing any special designs for the masks? Or are they just like straight ahead cloth, you know, whatever?
I went on Joann's because you can't go there, and I ordered a bunch of fabric, and I just did fun patterns, stuff that would match the scrubs for my staff members. I got, you know, male appropriate colors in case anyone's like, I'm not wearing that color, it's too feminine. Comfortable with wearing these masks, so...
Yeah,
I would love a big, bright pink or fuchsia mask right now.
Very appropriate. I would totally... make that happen. I have purple. Hey, Ashley, purple, you know, okay?
Yeah, purple's fine. But you said something a second ago that really has us troubled. You're saying you're in healthcare and you have no masks. I mean, can you tell us what you do? Are you in ICU or are you, what are you doing?
No, I'm a veterinarian. So we are considered essential because animals still need medical care. And it's been really hard. We're lucky. And like one of my receptionists has been freaking out. She's immunocompromised. And then she went to the store the other day in her mask, and she said she realized we're lucky because we've been doing patient drop-off at the curb. So she's not interacting with the public as much as, say, you know, people actually in the hospital are, or people who are even just at the grocery store are. And so she was feeling more calm and actually really blessed. But last week, our company said that now we can't even have clients in the hospital for euthanasias. So everyone's really, really dealing with that. Because it's hard on the patients. You know, it's hard on the clients, too, but you want them to be with their loved ones in those last moments.
Oh, God, yeah, that's so important.
You know, this actually just happened to one of our friends, our friend Carla Marie. Her mom had to put her dog down, and she had to hand the dog through the window, and they had to take the dog inside. And unfortunately, she wasn't allowed to be with the dog when the dog passed because of this new law. And it's just, you know, it's devastating, but it's unfortunately what's going on right now.
What you guys are doing, though, and, the vets, we love the fact that you're there for our pets. And I'm so sorry that you have to deal with this. I can't wait for this to be over so we can get back to the way you should be and you need to be and you want to be doing your job. And thank you so much, Ashley. We appreciate it.
Of course. It's my pleasure. It's given me something to focus on. And I feel like I'm doing something when most of the time you just feel helpless. And so if you have a sewing machine and you haven't tried it, get it out, make it your best friend, and make some masks for some people you love.
I love that. My sewing machine is my best friend. But doesn't that needle scare you? It's like, ta 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 ta. I'm like, it's going to try to eat me. The man eating the needle. Well, thank you, Ashley. And thank you for being one of our heroes. So important that what you're doing is so great. It really is. We've got to get into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on right now?
Hello. Lots of stuff. Now, hello. Even though both New York and New Jersey recorded their highest one-day death totals yesterday, there is some good news. Governor Cuomo says that the state's coronavirus growth curve appears to be flattening, but we definitely need to keep sticking to the guidelines on social distancing. Just because the rates might be going down doesn't mean we can't still infect people. Of course we can. So stay home if you can. If you cannot, then cover your mouth and nose with a mask or a scarf. Stay at least 6 feet away from other people and wash your hands. Now let's talk about New Jersey's Governor Murphy. He is extending the public health emergency order to May 9th. That's about a month longer than the initial declaration. He's also closing all state parks, county parks, and forests, saying that we've seen too many instances in these parks where people are gathering and socializing in groups. We need to flatten that curve as well. And on that note, the FDNY says that more than 1,300 firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics who are out with coronavirus concerns are now back at work. And we are still clapping because we care. So every night at 7, head to your windows and make some noise for the people out there making this city run, because it really helps boost their morale as well. And finally, if you like baby penguins, and how can you not, the Bronx Zoo is allowing you to watch their new little hatchlings. They have two fluffy little nuggets. They're called Little Blue Penguins, and you can follow along on their journey through Instagram at Bronx Zoo. They also post all kinds of other cool stuff. You can see tigers swimming, basically what the animals are up to while we're not able to watch them in person. You can catch them on their Instagram page. And those are your three things.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Gandhi. You know what? Looking for the silver lining, even as something as tragic as all this, three things. Decreased air pollution. This is a huge story, especially in Los Angeles, if you want to look at in the United States, New York City, everywhere where we had the battle of the traffic monsters every morning. We don't have traffic anymore. Therefore, yeah, the air is now cleaner than ever before. And also, we're looking at cleaner waters. You were talking about that, right, Gandhi?
Oh, yeah. And especially in places like Miami right now, they're saying that they're having all of these like giant manta rays now come into areas where they weren't before. We saw in Venice in Italy that the canals are now clear. You can see fish. If you've ever seen pictures or been there, it's usually like this weird, unnatural green color. And dolphins have come back to that area, too. So that's great.
Isn't animals crime down, too?
Yeah, most crime is down. Absolutely.
So my mom said it's because these criminals are at home trying to stay healthy. They are listening to the rules, and so right, they're excellent, not out there committing the crime.
So wait, that means at the end of this, we're going to have healthier criminals. I don't know how I feel about that. Also, animals now have more room to roam. This is good news. This is another silver lining thing. In China, they're banning wildlife trade, or they're trying to definitely ban it. So there are a few good things coming out of something that is just devastatingly awful. And I'm hoping that when we flatten the curve and then we go beyond that and we're living in healthier times, that we can continue having clean air. Maybe we can find a new way to get to work. I don't know. Scary Jones, a lot of people are texting in at 55100. Yep. What are you seeing? What are they saying?
So DJ works for private sanitation in Nassau, and they service hospitals and nursing homes. Starts his day at 2:30 in the morning and waits for us to lift his spirits when we come on at 6, and it makes him smile, and he loves this extra hour. Also, the members of the Lake Carmel Residents Facebook page, listen to what they're doing. They're donating money that'll be used to buy gift cards from their local mom-and-pop restaurants and shops, and then they're turning those gift cards around and donating them to essential workers in their local community.
Love it. You can text us if you want at 55100. I love it. So people are texting about how much they love Gandhi saying the term fluffy little nuggets.
Oh, they're so cute. Those little fluffy little nuggets. I just want to squeeze them. And usually baby birds, let's be honest, they're kind of ugly. These things are cute and fluffy. I think they waited till the appropriate amount of feathers came in to show us. And I appreciate that.
Froggy, yesterday when you were speaking of animals having room to roam, you were showing that photo on an Instagram of that alligator walking across your street. I mean, how big was that alligator? It looked like a vicious alligator.
He was about, or she, I'm not sure if it was a he or a she, approximately 7 or 8 feet long.
Oh, I mean, that was a big snapping damage, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one. Oh, for sure. That one's big enough to eat a human. So this morning I went out and looked in the lake, and I don't see that gator. I see other smaller gators in the lake, but I don't see him or her. So I don't know if it moved to another lake or if it's just underwater. I don't know. I'll be keeping an eye out for today.
That freaks me out. What's that, Danielle?
See, I heard that it knew you gave Caden such a great haircut that it wanted one. So it was coming over to sit down and get a buzz cut from you. That's what I heard.
Lisa's like, don't let the dogs outside. I'm like, we have a fence. He's not going to climb the fence. He's not.
God, I would be so paranoid. Those alligators, they find a way.
I think it's so cool to have a gator walking up your front lawn. Danielle, why?
Because Daniel, you don't live in the land of alligators. I mean, ugh,
I know.
No, so this is cool. Not good.
I want to go look at Coastal
Boy. Coastal Boy Josh was showing me some examples of masks his friends are making that work at Metro Health in Cleveland. They're wearing homemade masks and they're getting very creative. They're finding some excellent fabrics to use. I would love, I would love a homemade mask if I can figure out how to use one of those frightening things. What are those things? The sewing machine. They scare me. Sewing machines. It's like, I can't do it. Anyway, if you want to see something very special on Easter, I don't know if you're in the mood, it could be a very sobering, somber moment. Andrea Bocelli, one of my favorite performers of all time, on Easter night in Milan, which will be at 1 o'clock East Coast time on Easter Sunday, this Sunday, he's doing a live show from Milan's empty Duomo Cathedral. He's doing a special Easter show. It's going to be Andrea Bocelli in the middle of this most beautiful Duomo Cathedral with no one else except for someone playing the big pipe organ. So I'm already imagining what it's going to be like. I've never been like a big Easter guy. I mean, you know me. It's weird knowing that there's a good chance and I'm going to be alone, and I'm kind of looking forward to watching something that could be very touching. So once again, it's Andrea Bocelli live from Milan in a cathedral just for us at 1 o'clock East Coast time on Easter Sunday. That's going to be very, very fun. Are you guys into stuff like that? Does that really touch your emotions when you see someone like that do that?
It depends on who it is. His voice is just angelic. It's just gorgeous. And I can imagine being in an empty church like that, the acoustics, what that's going to be like. It's going to be insane.
It will be. And I'm getting the ham. I've told you over and over. I don't like ham, but it's Easter. You got to eat ham. So.
Yeah. But
I'll be making a nice fattening macaroni and cheese to go with that. So I'm kind of happy.
Yum. So you're going to cook? You're definitely cooking? Because I can't decide whether I should cook or whether I should order something.
I'm just going to warm up a ham. I mean, it's just a ham. It's like, you know, I'm not going to do a fresh ham. It's easy. It's like a boring, stupid ham.
All right.
You know, I don't know if you can imagine this, but use your imagination. Have you ever accidentally dropped a ham on the floor? It makes this sound. It's unbelievable. It's like only a ham could make. It's like, no. Yeah, it's like a
floor ham. Ew.
Floor ham. By the way, we've heard that gators can climb fences, Froggy. That's the rumor. So that's what I heard.
Yes, I know they can climb chain link fences, but I have a straight little up and down fence. I don't think they can climb that one.
All right, you're scaring me. All right, we're going to take a break. We are live on Z100. If you want to text us at 55100, we'd love to hear from you. And we're back with more of our bonus hour.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, are we on? I don't even know. Are we on? Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Anything can happen when you're live. It is working. Hey, so I tell you, we're reading some of the text messages coming through, and some people, I don't know. And also on social media, people are responding to our stupid texts in the weirdest ways. What did you post yesterday, Gandhi, and you got that weird response?
I posted a picture of what I do in the commercial breaks, which is lay on the couch and eat cheese like a rat. And someone just left a comment that said unfollow and flipped me off. I was like, I don't understand what just happened. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
You've got nerve eating cheese.
Stupid.
During times like you this. During these uncertain times. How dare you? Oh
my gosh.
Sometimes things just correct themselves. Text messages coming in. We're talking earlier about crime, the crime rate being down. Not all sectors of crime rates are down. One of the many problems we're looking at right now, domestic violence. There are a lot of people who are stuck in the house with people that they just do not get along with. And and this is no time to be finding a new home. So we're definitely aware of that. Thank you for reminding us, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good news out today that a lot of people who went out, who tested positive for COVID-19, are now quarantined, tested, and doing better. And they're actually coming back out and they're getting back to work. And these are the good stories that we're getting. I love hearing that. Let's see. We were going to go to talk to Rachel. This is a great call you need to hear from Rachel, another hero calling Z100 today on line two. Hey, Rachel, good morning. Welcome to our bonus hour on Z100.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I think we're doing very well, considering. But here's something Rachel's doing. You know, the hospitality industry was hit with a devastating blow with this. With anyone working in hospitality, they're either not working or they are working a totally different job now. So, Rachel, you actually work at a hotel, and you have a message for people that are saying, wait a minute, what are you people doing open? You should close your hotel and go home. What exactly are you doing? Because I think this is a great story.
So I work at a hotel that is located right next to a hospital, and we've gotten several calls this morning alone saying, hey, close your doors. We don't want any tourists. My hotel is currently full with traveling nurses, traveling doctors, and patients that are coming in for their cancer treatment. So hotels are not only for vacation and tourists, and people need to remember that before they start calling and making some crazy statements.
Isn't it funny how people are so fast to start trying to teach other people a lesson and send a lecture out? Before you want to lecture someone or tell them how you feel about how they're doing something wrong, stop yourself. Check yourself. No one wants to hear your sassy attitude. No offense.
Exactly.
You mean well. Yeah, you mean well in your life, but you're not meaning well in their life, and you're just causing anxiety. So we want to say, Rachel, thank you to everyone you're working with at that hotel. You're one of the underdogs. You know what? We love playing that song from Alicia Keys. As a matter of fact, you're our underdog of the day, and we're going to give you $1,000.
Yay!
Absolutely.
I'm about to start crying because y'all just made my day.
Well, look, you know, I know you're very fortunate because you have your job. A lot of people out there don't have jobs, but I know that you know someone in your life that really could use some assistance right now. So we're giving you the underdog $1,000, knowing that what.
I can use it because I am working, but I am not getting paid because they can't afford our salaries right now.
What?
Wow.
What? Wow.
That's exactly what a lot of people are doing. A lot of people are volunteering in their place of work.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're not getting paid. So let me ask you a question. You're going in every day. You're doing your job. You're not getting paid. You could have easily said, well, I'm not coming in. But you decided to come in and make a difference. What was it you were thinking when you decided I'm going to go in anyway?
So for us, for me anyway, this is not something, I mean, yes, COVID-19 is something that is current and new, for lack of a better term. But I see these cancer patients every single day. We have people coming in from all over the world to do their cancer treatments, to try to beat cancer. So I can't just turn my back on them and close the doors and say, sorry, we can't help you right now.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
Totally, totally amazing. You know what? I'm so happy that we connected with you today, Rachel. And please give a message to everyone working at the hotel with you. You're our underdog. You're all our underdogs. And it's a very, very, very honorable badge to wear. And we're so, so lucky to have you listening to our show. And I hope you have a very safe day. And thank you what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for making my day, making my week, making my year, everything.
I know you made our day. Hold on 1 second. Straight Nate's going to get some information from you. And be careful. He's slick. He's flirting. He's just, yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Wow.
So that's what's going on. You know what? You wonder what other people are doing, and you need to wonder how everyone else is doing their part. People who are volunteering, people who are feeling the need to go in and help people who need to be helped. I love it. That's great.
That just shows you how amazing people really are. You know, when it comes down to it, you know, there's a few bad apples out there, but deep down, most people really do have a heart of gold, and people will help others. It's just amazing to me. It really is.
And to all you bad apples, stop it. Cut it out. You're a bad apple. Danielle, you ready to go? We need something from the Danielle Report office.
Right.
You have your own office now. What's going on down there in the basement?
Why don't we make the Tiger King make you smile? He always makes a smile, yes. Doesn't he? So this extra episode that we're going to get, it looks like it's just going to be a little reunion special. It's kind of like a Where Are They Now? And it doesn't look like Carol Baskin will be appearing because she doesn't like the way she was portrayed in the entire show. I don't get it. I don't get it. They must have edited her wrong. That's what it was. They edited her wrong, guys. Come on. Yeah. People Magazine, by the way, has Joe Exotic on the cover of the magazine right now. And what we're learning is he is actually filing a lawsuit against various government agencies, as well as former business partner Jeff Lowe, for $94 million. He also says that he's ready to put Carol Baskin in his past. He just wants out of jail and he wants to move on. But there is a former staff member that says he was so obsessed with her that that's the first thing he thought of in the daytime and the last thing he thought of before he went to bed, and that he really did love the tigers and he really did love the animals at first, and then when he just started getting obsessed with her, it took over his life. It took over everything. So if you get a chance to read the article in People Magazine, it is there for you. And here's how well the show did. Variety said that it had 35 million unique viewers in the first 10 days that the show was on Netflix. That is insane. Insane.
It is insane. It's huge.
It's insane. So crazy. So Harry Styles is selling shirts to help with coronavirus relief. You know he has his Treat People with Kindness line. So on the front of the shirt, it says, stay home, stay safe, protect each other. And on the back, it says, this shirt fights COVID-19. It's on his website for about $26. Check it out. I'm guessing they're going to sell out very quickly, so you may want to go there. Modern Family is wrapping things up tonight. So your first hour, you're going to get like a sit-down with the cast members, little interview thing. And then the last hour is actually your series finale. They did 250 episodes. If you go to the Instagrams of all of the cast members, they've posted a bunch of stuff saying goodbye. I know even the cast of Schitt's Creek, they posted a bunch of stuff saying goodbye to the cast, saying goodbye to the fans, and saying how much they love just being a part of the families of these incredible casts for the past years. I mean, you know, they become your family. It's so sad to see these shows go. It really is. You want more. And I guess after a while, you got to go out when you're on top. You don't want to go out when you're crapping the bed. You know what I mean?
Oh, well. I guess it's too late for us. I guess we're stuck. We missed our curve.
We'll end off with this. Dr. Phil gives you some exercise for being in quarantine. He says you should do 10 seconds of tensing up and then 10 seconds of relaxation. 10 seconds of tensing up. And then 10 seconds of relaxation. He says it really does help. So we should all practice that today.
Let's do it. You know, tomorrow, let's do our Kegel exercises all together. Okay. We've done that before. It'll be a lot of fun. Yes. Thank you, Danielle. I just got a text. I felt something on my arm and it was a ladybug. Is that good luck? I hope so. Yes. Ladybugs are good luck. Thank God you're listening to us. We'll take some of that. So one of the cool things about doing this show on Z100 is we're doing this show on Z100 where we all started. And it's so cool because it feels kind of old school. We're just on Z100. Even though you're listening to us maybe somewhere else in the world, that's great. But we found this old top of the hour jingle. Listen to this.
When there's hair in the air, you know Elvis is there.
What the hell was that?
What?
Just back when I used to wear my hair in the air. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening to us on the bonus hour all day long. A shot to win $1,000 almost every hour today. Listen for those keywords. Next chance to win with Seacrest. What time, Scary?
Oh, in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. And by the way, has anyone told Seacrest he's not on during the 10 o'clock hour? Because he's still doing a show.
He's still there doing the show from his closet. And, you know.
Don't tell him.
Okay. He's just not plugged in.
It's our little secret. All right. Well, thank you.
Let him do it.
We'll tell him later. We got to get out of here. We'll see you on the big show and the bonus hour again tomorrow. I want you to stay safe and do something great for someone else today. And also do something great for yourself. Until tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Without swiping in any direction.
Tell Alexa to set your alarm to Z100 week.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.